Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I always enjoy when I have a real live missionary sitting here in the studio looking at me as I do these broadcasts. Sometimes it's just me and it gets lonely. Not really, but happy to have again one of our veteran missionaries to the country of Costa Rica. If you've been listening this week on Monday and Tuesday, we've heard a little bit of testimony and about his wife and children and started off in Nicaragua. But then, Brother Blance, tell us about, you mentioned yesterday, you left Nicaragua because of political unrest and some things there, and went back over to Costa Rica where you had gone to language school. And pick up the story there, if you would.
Well, it was, for us, initially an unexpected field change. It was never our plan A. However, with the circumstances, the Lord moved us back to Costa Rica. And so upon landing, we had to find a temporary house first just to keep the family in a good place and get a vehicle. And I took a trip at that point, just took a bus up through to Nicaragua and was able to pack our things and ship it back to Costa Rica. At that point, we were planning to go to the city of San Pablo, Heredia, and to start a church there. Now, right as our things from Nicaragua were arriving there in Costa Rica and we were unpacking, we received a call from another veteran missionary, Rick Dove, who at that time was looking to take a furlough, and he didn't have anybody to take the church. So he asked us to pray about coming out and serving there while they took that furlough. And I kept my promise. I prayed. And the Lord has a way of working on our hearts when we pray.
Yes, it does.
And sometimes it's not so much that we need God to do anything. It's that God moves us. And so the Lord put that in our heart to serve there in Atenas, Costa Rica, for about 6 months while they took that furlough. And we ended up spending about 3 extra months at that time to help smooth things over. And it was early 2020 that we made our plans to begin work on planting the church in San Pablo.
All right. So you filled in, but sometimes you need that transition time when you're moving from one place to the other. So God lets you fill into a church that was already up and running. But that wasn't your goal for going there.
Yes, sir. So that was kind of another unexpected thing. But right. At this point, we learned to trust in the Lord, to know that the Lord knows a lot better than we do. And I believe that that time was beneficial to help us to make adjustments from Nicaragua to Costa Rica. There are many words that are different. There's accents that are also different. So that was actually instrumental as well as we established a religious association in Costa Rica. Because in order to hold services and to get permits and to really start out in a church planting work, you need to have a religious association. But in order to have that, you need to have existing people, a board of directors. And so it was through that temporary work in Atenas where the Lord had placed us that people from that church were able to help us form the religious association for the church in San Pablo.
So, Jeremy, you don't just walk into the country and tell them, hey, I'm a Baptist missionary. I want a visa.
Correct. So you can get into the country. It's not hard, but you can't stay.
Exactly.
So unless you want to have to leave the country and come back about every 3 months or less, you have to apply for either temporary or permanent residency. And there's a process for that as well.
Sure. And of course, one of the things we do here at BIMI, we don't send the missionary. They're sent from their local church, but we help with the paperwork and getting all those things together for the missionaries. And often the country requires letters of guarantees of income and insurance and many other things. So the missionary doesn't just walk in the country and demand a visa, and it can be a process from time to time.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.